Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
We have regularly talked about community-acquired pneumonia in all sorts of venues, all sorts of angles. Today, we're going to talk specifically about steroids. Just by way of background, community-acquired pneumonia, often referred to as CAP, is an acute infection, obviously, of the pulmonary parenchyma, but it occurs in a patient who's acquired the infection in the community as opposed to in a hospital setting, which we would call nosocomial pneumonia. Community-acquired pneumonia is common, and it is potentially very serious. It's associated with lots of morbidity and mortality, particularly in high-risk groups, and that would include older patients and particularly very young patients as well. There are lots of other categories of illnesses that put people at a higher risk of community-acquired pneumonia. No surprise to listeners, the mainstay of treatment is, of course, antibiotics. To cover the common organisms. Organisms typically fall into, at least bacterial organisms, into two categories. The typical organisms, which I think includes strep pneumonia and H flu and staph and group A strep and perhaps Moraxella. And then the atypical ones, things like Legionella and Mycoplasma and Chlamydia pneumonia, et cetera. So choosing the right antibiotic is important based on clinical symptoms. We're not going to go further on choosing antibiotics today. But the next question is, what about the use of steroids as an adjunctive treatment? This has been controversial. In theory, there are some good rationales for treating patients with community-acquired pneumonia to reduce the inflammatory response. It may reduce morbidity and mortality. However, the population that may benefit most from this isn't particularly well defined. And there are also high theoretical risks, adverse effects that may be also very severe. So you found an article, it was published in the Annals of Emergency Medicine 2019. I'm not going to say the page number because it's an electronic version, but it attempts to answer the clinical question, in adults and kids with community-acquired pneumonia, does the addition of corticosteroid treatment to as-usual care improve outcomes? Mark?
Yeah, this is a topic that's been brewing. There have been an increasing number of randomized trials, especially in adults with hospitalized with pneumonia. And this is from the Cochrane Collaboration. This is their systematic review. There have been some lower quality systematic reviews that have appeared, but this one, I think, really is kind of the definitive review and definitive summary to date. So they searched four databases. They found 17 randomized trials with a total of 2,264 patients. They all had radiographically confirmed pneumonia. They included studies in children and adults, but analyzed them separately. All of the studies randomized patients to either systemic corticosteroid versus placebo or no treatment in the usual care group. They did a good job with the meta-analysis, did all the proper things in terms of two people abstracted the data. They evaluated the study quality, and they also stratified by severity of pneumonia. The typical dose was 40 to 50 milligrams of prednisone for about 5 to 7 days. So what they found was that steroids decreased mortality in adults with severe pneumonia, community-acquired pneumonia. Relative risk was 0.58, so about a 42% relative reduction in mortality. They didn't find an effect on mortality in non-severe pneumonia. That's not really too surprising because obviously severe pneumonia has a significantly higher mortality rate. It's going to be more difficult to demonstrate a benefit in non-severe pneumonia that already has a lower mortality rate. Treatment resulted in a reduced time to clinical cure, fewer clinical failures, shorter hospital stay, fewer ICU stays, and reduced rates of complications in all patients, though, whether it was severe or non-severe. In kids, steroids reduce the likelihood of clinical failure and decrease the time to clinical cure. There were fewer studies, though, and mortality was only reported in two trials and was no different between the steroid and placebo group in kids. Not surprisingly, there was more hyperglycemia in patients getting the steroids. Researchers didn't evaluate the risk of publication bias, so it's possible that negative trials didn't get published. But they did find that the studies were consistent and homogeneous across all of the outcomes. So they were finding more or less the same effect in all the studies. So bottom line, adding steroids to the management of community-acquired pneumonia is beneficial. It decreases clinical failure, time in the hospital, and in adults with severe pneumonia, the risk of death.
Great, Mark. I've got a couple of questions for you. First of all, severe is not clearly defined. I'm assuming that's sort of a subjective assessment.
Yeah, and it varied between the studies on exactly how they defined it.
The more important question I have is, there's a group of community-acquired pneumonia patients for whom we treat in an ambulatory setting, not in a hospitalized setting, in those that are healthier or perhaps less severe. I'm understanding what you're suggesting is that those would be the patients who would be least likely to benefit from the addition of steroids.
So there's probably, they have presumably a lower mortality rate, significantly lower than those who are hospitalized. These are, you know, all these studies were in hospitalized patients, or almost all the patients were hospitalized. And so, yeah, I would not extend this to ambulatory patients with community-acquired pneumonia unless we develop or get some additional evidence.
Thanks, Mark. Very useful. I appreciate it. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.